Right now, there is a proposed Show Me Sports Investment Act. It would allow professional sports teams to access state funding for stadium development through a new bonding mechanism. This bill is designed to help the Chiefs and the Royals stay on the Missouri side. To learn a little bit more about this, we're going to head to the phone lines right now and be joined by Mark Sharp. He is a Missouri State Representative. Mark, happy to have you join us again. Appreciate your time.
Of course. I'm glad to be back.
Absolutely. Let's just start with this. For people who maybe don't know all the ins and outs, explain to them what this Show Me Sports Investment Act is.
Yeah, so thanks for the question. So right now, our legislative session ended last week. So right now we're not in session, but this topic should be coming back up very soon, most likely early in June. So right now, Governor Kehoe was working on a plan to try to offer the legislature for approval to have the state cover up to 50% of any professional sports team that is within the Major League Baseball Association or the NFL. So it wouldn't cover anything for like a WNBA or an NBA project, but it would cover items for any projects that meet a certain criteria. And I know we've spoken before about different iterations of this bill, but this one's a little different. But essentially, the state could be on the hook for up to 50% of the cost.
Do you have an understanding of why this didn't pass? Because it passed in your side of the government. It didn't pass in the Senate part of the Missouri government. Do you have an understanding of why this didn't pass?
Oh, yeah. Everyone in Jeff City, especially in that building, understands why it didn't pass. It didn't pass because people don't want to support the Chiefs or the Royals or any other future endeavors, maybe on the St. Louis side, that this program could take on. But there was a bill, and some folks probably don't know this, but Senate Bill 19 was a humongous omnibus capital improvements bill that contained, you know, more than 60 plus capital improvement projects across the state. And that bill died basically because some folks weren't getting along, and essentially the House budget chairman killed that bill. Now, folks are very upset about this, and they should be. So the plan now is essentially we're waiting for the governor to call a date for us to come back to Jeff City. One, we need to go back and approve that Senate Bill 19, make sure that legislators are happy again, and then we can pull up the Chiefs and Royals funding project. But that's kind of where we're at right now. We're playing this waiting game.
I don't know. It hits my ear kind of funny. Maybe it hits people listening this. There's opposition inside Missouri politics on whether or not we want to fight to keep the Royals and the Chiefs. Like you say, there are people in Missouri government that don't support, I guess, keeping the teams or helping fund the teams. It just sounds like that is the exact opposite thing that what is happening in Kansas. Everybody appears to be on the same side. We want the Royals. We want the Chiefs. You don't feel like that's happening in Missouri?
Well, it shouldn't be. It should not be contingent upon other projects being funded. But you have people. There's a human element, right? You have folks that are upset because, you know, folks in St. Louis may not necessarily care about what's happening in Kansas City. All they know is my project for $50 million didn't get funded to help this hospital out. So you have folks who are upset, and I get being upset. But we had a chance, and again, the Missouri House approved this measure. This all unfolded and really kind of went up in smoke in the Missouri Senate. You had folks on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, that were, and again, these were not Kansas City folks. These were folks that were from different parts of the state. Folks in Kansas City were in lockstep. We wanted to make sure that we supported our teams. You know, Representative Chris Brown, who I believe was the sponsor of the amendment on the House side, said it best. I mean, these are Missouri teams, and they need to stay in Missouri. So we feel that way. Unfortunately, we're going to have to make some folks happy, it looks like, with Senate Bill 19 and trying to pump some life back into that before we can see any action taken further on the Chiefs and Royals. But I do want to say that I feel very confident. I mean, this is the closest that we've been in the Missouri legislature all since the last year and a half, since the Jackson County 3A cent sales tax failed. Last time I was on this show, I was presenting a package that ultimately wasn't picked up. But this new version is a pretty good version. I mean, right now the Chiefs and the Royals collect about $29, $27 million a year in tax revenue to the state. And so essentially what this bill would do is would bond out the funding for the stadiums. And each year what we would do is we would just recycle the money that comes in from their tax from the taxes on these stadiums that they bring into the state, and then we use that to pay off the bonds, and that should be about a 20-year process. So depending on how big the project is. So, you know, right now our understanding is that the Royals want to move somewhere within the state, and then our understanding also is that the Arrowhead, the Chiefs, would like to expand. To what degree, I'm not sure yet. But those are the things that we're considering. And we should be called back to the state capitol probably in the next couple of weeks.
Right now, we're joined by Mark Sharp. He is in the Missouri House of Representatives. He voted yes on the bill that would fund the Royals and a renovation for the Kansas City Chiefs. So it sounds to me like you are optimistic that there is a plan in place to get everybody on the same page here in the next 30 days to get this thing passed.
Oh, absolutely. This whole thing has been a roller coaster ride. You know, I've been trying to stay optimistic about this. We had a package earlier. It didn't see any traction. Now we have this new package from the governor. And I think it's a pretty good package. I mean, this way we're just recycling the money that comes in from tax dollars and using that same money to pay off the project in hopefully less than 20 years. So that's what we're looking at. I do think that we will be in a place where we can get this approved. When they call a special session, it's not – when I say they, I mean the supermajority, Republican supermajority. When they call us back down there, this all should be lined up. And I'll show being support to pass Senate Bill 19, the Capital Improvements Project, and then also the KC Stadiums package.
I got to ask this question as a skeptic here, somebody that is listening. I mean, this package has already failed once. This bill has already failed once. What is stopping it from failing again?
Well, again, like insiders in Jeff City know that the real reason why Senate Democrats and some Senate Republicans, again, not from Kansas City, were filibustering that portion of the bill in Senate Bill 80 was because capital improvement projects in their districts, you know, and that could be in rural Missouri, or that could be in St. Louis, or that could be in the Boot Hill. It doesn't really matter. Those folks were more upset about their projects being essentially mixed from one person, and because of people not getting along. You know, Jeff City is supposed to be a place for adults, but sometimes you have childish things that happen, and Senate Bill 19 shouldn't have died. So I think we need to get that done first, and then we can go ahead and try to bring up this Senate Bill 80 again for another vote.
Yesterday, we had a representative on for the state of Kansas. Want to try to get both sides, I guess, comments, opinions on this. He categorized it as Kansas is in the driver's seat for both of the teams. Do you guys on the Missouri side feel that way? Do you feel like you've lost control of this thing to Kansas?
No, I don't. I don't. Now, one thing I will say, you know, I get that this representative, you know, they're trying to, you know, bat for their state, and you know, so I appreciate that rhetoric, but I don't believe that's true. I believe that both teams genuinely want to stay in Missouri. There was another package that was also passed. I'll go ahead and mention it now, that would create a Clay County Sports Commission, similar to what Jackson County has. So they are already laying the groundwork just in case that the Royals do want to move north. They'll have the infrastructure set up to do that. So I do think that we're taking the right steps. And, you know, our plan might not be quite as hefty as the Kansas plan, but it's a sweetheart package, and I can't imagine either team's not wanting to take advantage of it.
I was just going to ask you, just looking at this, do you look at these deals as being comparable? Do you see the Kansas deal as being a better one for the teams? Do you see them as equal? If you are looking at both packages, how do you evaluate them against each other? What are the positives? What are the negatives?
Well, I think the Kansas package may be just maybe be a tad sweeter, but not much, not enough to want to relocate. That's for sure. And again, Arrowhead, you know, for Arrowhead to consider staying where they're at, which is a really pretty fairly convenient consideration with all the space they have around there. Imagine Kauffman Stadium, you know. And again, I grew up going to, you know, games at the K. You know, I'm not really wild about seeing, you know, the stadium knocked down in any capacity. But that might be where we're headed. And if the Royals move to Clay County or move downtown or whatever the case is, the Chiefs are going to have are going to be in a real good position to expand what might be some sort of a sports entertainment district, and I think a lot of folks would be excited about that.
Right now, we're talking to Mark Sharp here for a couple more minutes. He is in the Missouri House of Representatives. He is a state rep for Missouri. It sounds like you think that Clay County could be viable in this. Are you working with Clay County? Is this a full state effort to try to keep the teams on this side of state line?
Clay County has good representation. They're well represented. Senators Maggie Nirenberg are folks that are really leading that charge. I know she's filed legislation to help get that Clay County Sports Commission rolling. But my biggest, as a Kansas City, as a Jackson County person, the ideal thing for me is for them to stay, one, where they're at. But if they can't stay where they're at, then I hope they can stay somewhere in Jackson County. And if that's no longer an option, then I would be in support of them moving to Clay County. But it seems like we're not to that point yet.
Mark, if you could go back in the last, let's say, year or so, or since the vote failed in Jackson County, what would you do differently? Because, I mean, it just doesn't sound like this thing has been a very easy process, where on the other side of the state line, it does sound like it's been pretty straightforward. Hey, we know exactly where the money is going to come from. We did this with the NASCAR Speedway. We had great success. We offer you the exact same deal. One side seems very simple. The other side seems complicated in some ways. If you could go back now, what would you change over the last 12 months?
Well, we don't know what all went into them crafting this legislation on the Kansas side. Fortunately for them, they don't have any professional sports teams outside of the Kansas City Monarchs out there to have this issue with. So they were able to present it in a very well-polished whenever they were ready to present it. For us, this did catch us a little off guard. The whole campaign for the 3/8 sales tax last year seemed a bit rushed and hurried. One thing I would say that we should have probably done differently is this package that the governor has set forth. It's a shame that we couldn't have seen it and had a chance to vet that package much earlier in session. It was dropped on us in the last week of session, and I don't think that was intentional. I do think it just took a while for his administration and the powers that be in Jeff City to find something that would be presentable. I don't think that he was trying to hide his pitch, so to speak, before he delivered it.
Last question here, Mark, and I appreciate this time. I think we all know that the Royals, they have openly communicated, we want a new stadium. The Royals are not going to be playing at Kauffman Stadium 10 years from now. Let me ask you this question about the Chiefs. Do you see a new stadium for the Chiefs in Missouri, or do you see a very expensive renovation to the structure that they already have?
I see an extremely expensive renovation. I wouldn't say extremely, but I do see an expensive renovation for Arrowhead. I do think they want to make that place really make it a world star stadium and a championship stadium, and I can't blame them for that.
That is Mark Sharp joining us on the show today. He is with the Missouri State of Representatives. He voted yes on this Show Me Sports Investment Act that would help fund a new stadium for the Royals and a very pricey renovation for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mark, it was great talking to you. Look forward to catching up with you down the road, hopefully when we get some good news about what's going on with this thing. Appreciate your time.
I sure hope so. Thanks again.
Absolutely. That is Mark Sharp joining us on the show today.